This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Reds beat the Nationals in 11 innings on Friday night, 8-7 the final score. Cincinnati trailed early in the game 4-0, but pounded out four home runs to take the lead in the sixth, only to see Washington score three times in the top of the ninth to tie things up. In the 11th, TJ Friedl was the runner on second base. Aristides Aquino singled off the glove of the second baseman to score Friedl and end a long night of baseball. Highlights coming up, but first some final thoughts from Tommy Thrall and Jeff Brantley.
Thanks, Chad. Cowboy, a great win for the Reds tonight as they come from behind to win it 8-7, but really showed some resiliency that wouldn't have been possible without some strong relief pitching and extra innings.
Yeah, I thought that the Reds did a great job of coming back, especially back in the middle innings. And, you know, it's never easy to continue to fight when you know things have kind of slipped away from you. I mean, it's been a rough month of September, but I don't think any athlete in any competitive sport wants to finish the season on a bad note. And I thought they continued to fight back. It looked like this game was going to be over in the ninth inning, and with two outs, the Nationals scored three runs to tie it. And at that point, I mean, you just have to just figure out a way to get a run. And the Reds were able to do that.
The offensive fireworks were certainly impressive early on. The Reds hit four home runs in this ball game tonight, and we talked about it during the game. It seems so often when the weather gets cool, whether it's the start of the year or the end of the year, the ball just doesn't carry as well. But they had some homers tonight.
Well, the Reds offense showed some fight tonight that we were normally seeing really for the first 5 months of this season. And again, the Reds bullpen just could not get it done right there at the end. And you got to hope that somewhere along the line that when we move to 2022, this Reds bullpen will be a strength of this club and not be where they've been this year.
Reds win it in 11, 8-7 the final. Yid, back to you.
Now to the highlights. The Nationals' Lane Thomas led off this game with a walk, but then Eugenio Suarez turned two.
The 0-1 pitch, and there's a bullet to third. Suarez makes the catch, throws behind Thomas in time, double play. Great reactions by Suarez over at third base. He made the catch, and you could see as soon as that ball was hit to him and he made the catch, he was thinking first base, wasted no time getting rid of it, and he gets Thomas easily on the double play.
After that, Sonny Gray walked the next batter, who was Juan Soto, the 11th straight time he reached base, a club record. That brought Josh Bell to the plate.
Here's Gray's 1-0 pitch. And Bell rips a line drive by the second baseman, India, and all the way to the right field wall. Soto rounding third, getting the wave around. India's relay throw to the plate has a chance, but not in time. And into third is Bell with an RBI triple to give the Nationals a 1-0 lead.
The Nats tacked on a run in the top of the second when K-Burt Ruiz led off the inning.
Quickly.
1-1, swinging a high drive to right, going back. Castellanos on the warning track, still going back at the wall, leaps, it is gone. K-Burt Ruiz with his second home run of the year makes it a 2-0 Nationals lead here in the second inning.
Then in the top of the third, Alcides Escobar made it 3-0.
Gray back to the plate, fly ball, deep center field, on the run, Friedel. He's not going to get that one because it is gone. A dead center field home run, the second home run of the ball game for these Nationals, and they lead 3-0.
After the home run, Juan Soto walked again, the 12th straight plate appearance in which he reached base. He ended up moving to third on a couple of ground balls, and then he scored this way.
Gray, the long pause as he eyeballs Soto at third. There's a fly ball, shallow right field. That's a base hit. Pretty good piece of hitting by Ruiz. He hit it over India and in front of a charging Castellanos. It's a base hit. It will score Soto from third, And it's now 4-0 Nationals.
The Reds put their leadoff batter on base in both the first and second innings, but they couldn't score. They did get to Washington starter Paolo Espino in the bottom of the third. TJ Friedl led off with a base hit. Sonny Gray popped up, and Jonathan India flew out. So two out, a man on first, and Max Schrock at the plate.
Well, if this continues at this pace, the Reds will need to bring oxygen out to TJ Friedl at first base.
Nothing like a little in-game conditioning,
right? He is on a dead sprint every time the pitcher comes to the plate. And this one lifted high into the air, into right field. It is deep. It is gone. Home run for Max Schrock, his third of the year, and it is a 4-2 ball game. How about that one?
Sonny Gray pitched a scoreless top of the fourth. His night was over. Four innings, five hits, four runs, all earned. Four walks, three strikeouts, two home runs, 88 pitches, 52 for strikes. Cincinnati went out in order in the fourth but got a run closer with two outs in the fifth when Delino DeShields stepped to the plate as a pinch hitter.
Threw it 351 last year to win the batting title. Became the youngest player in history to win that. DeShields hammers one. High and deep left center field, way back and gone. He had a little lean to it there as he smoked that one out of here.
Lean on it.
4-3. That's deficit down to one.
Cincinnati then tied it and took the lead in the bottom of the sixth, and again it was the long ball. With one out, Nick Castellanos even things up.
The 2-1. Castellanos swings, hammers one to deep center. Going back, Thomas at the wall, leaps, and gone! Nick Castellanos got it out of here, and this game is tied at 4. His 30th home run of the year.
After the homer, Joey Votto walked. He was forced at second base on a Kyle Farmer looper to center field. That brought A. Eugenio Suarez to the plate.
And Suarez cranks one toward the left center field alley. This is well hit. It's gone. And the Reds have the lead. It's 6-4 on the 28th home run of the year by A. Eugenio Suarez.
Amir Garrett came on and pitched a 1-2-3 fifth for Cincinnati. Tony Santion pitched a scoreless sixth. Michael Lorenzen pitched a 1-2-3 seventh. The Reds added a run in the bottom of the seventh. With runners on first and second and two outs, Nick Castellanos delivered again.
Castellanos with a big home run his last time up. Here's a bullet up the middle. That's a base hit. Into left center field. Friedl will score. Aquino rounds second. On to third. 7-4 Reds.
Lucas Sims gave up a two-out single in the top of the eighth, but stranded the base runner. Michael Givens came on the pitch the top of the ninth, and things did not go well. Andrew Stevenson grounded out to short for the first out. Ryan Zimmerman struck out. So nobody on base and two outs. But Lane Thomas doubled, and Alcides Escobar brought him home.
And fires the 1-2. And it's lined down the left field line, fair ball. It'll go all the way to the wall. Lane Thomas is around third. He'll score. Escobar into second. Trading places with Thomas. Back-to-back doubles. Gets the Nationals back on the board. It's 7-5 Reds. And now Juan Soto comes to the plate representing the tying run.
Juan Soto then walks, so did Josh Bell. So bases loaded, two outs, Luis Garcia at the plate.
Givens with the sign, sets. Here's the 2-2 pitch to Garcia. Swinging a ground ball, left side, through, and into left center field for a hit. Aquino up throwing to the plate, not in time. Soto scores, and the Nationals have come all the way back from three down with two outs in the ninth inning to tie this game at 7.
That was it for Givens. Justin Wilson came out to get the final out of the inning. With one out in the bottom of the ninth, Aristides Aquino singled and stole second base, but Jonathan India hit a ground ball to short. Aquino probably should have stayed at second base. He was thrown out easily at third. Kyle Finnegan then hit Jose Barrero with a pitch. That moved India to second base, but Castellanos struck out to end the inning. Luis Sessa pitched the top of the 10th for the Reds. Keibert Ruiz was the runner at second base. Sessa struck out Jordy Mercer for out number one. Andrew Stevenson flew out the right field, and then he ended the inning against Ryan Zimmerman.
The pitch. Breaking ball popped up behind home plate. Here comes Barnhart back behind the dish. He's got it. And Luis Sessa with a three up, three down, 10th. The Reds with a chance to win it in the bottom of the 10th.
Austin Voth came on to pitch the bottom of the 10th, and Nick Castellanos was the runner at second base. Joey Votto was intentionally walked to begin the inning. Kyle Farmer attempted a couple of bunts. Neither succeeded, and he ended up striking out. A. Eugenio Suarez then singled up the middle, but it was hit so hard that Castellanos had a hold at third base. Tucker Barnhart then popped up for out number two, and the inning ended with T.J. Friedl at the plate.
And here it is. Ground ball, right side. Garcia has it. He will throw to first, and the Reds have stranded the bases loaded here in the 10th.
So we go to the 11th. Ryan Zimmerman was the runner at second base. Art Warren struck out the first two batters he faced. He then walked Juan Soto intentionally and walked Riley Adams unintentionally to load the bases. That brought Luis Garcia to the plate, and Joey Votto came up big.
The pitch. Swing and a ground ball. Backhand pick Votto. He will race to the bag and out at first on a close play. Boy, that was bang, bang at first. It looked for a moment as though Garcia may have beat Votto to the bag. Out is the call. We'll see if the Nationals want to challenge it. But it was very close at first, and they will not challenge. Votto just barely beat him to the base, and I mean by half a step.
In the bottom of the 11th, T.J. Friedl was the runner at second base. Mason Thompson was on the mound for Washington, and the first batter he had to face was Aristides Aquino.
Here's the pitch, and Aquino hits it on one hop. Off the glove of the second baseman, Garcia. Friedl around third, coming home. Soto's throw way late, and the Reds win it. T.J. Friedl slides across with the winning run as the Reds walk off over the Nationals. 8-7 in 11.
Here are the totals. For Cincinnati, 8 runs, 12 hits, no errors, 9 left on base. For Washington, 7 runs, 9 hits, no errors. They stranded 12. Warren, the winner, 3-0. Thomas, the loser, 1-2. Home runs in the game. For Washington, Ruiz, number 2. Escobar, number 3. For Cincinnati, Schrock, number 3. DeShields, number 1. Castellanos hit his 30th of the season. And Suarez, number 28. 4 hours and 24 minutes, 16,021 on hand at Great American Ballpark. And time to hear from the man who drove in that winning run, Aristides Aquino.
Aristides, just what did it mean to come through there and help the team and get that win?
First of all, thank God, and then that was a good win. And that's why we need to be ready all the time to compete in the game, no matter what, who's going to be the game hero. And then tonight was me, but I had to be like ready all the time.
How special is it just to have a walk-off hit?
Like, it's beautiful. It's super special because anytime you do something to help the team to win, it's pretty special. And then I think that was my first World Cup, and then that's pretty special.
When you're batting there in your last at bat, what's going through your head in the batter's box?
When I get to the play, on my mind was like put the ball in play, try to move the runner.
Game 3 of this 4-game series takes place on Saturday night at Great American Ballpark. Vladimir Gutierrez goes to the mound for the Reds. He is looking for his 10th win of the season. We're on the air with the pregame show at 6:40. First pitch is scheduled for 7:10. And once again, the final score on Friday night, the Reds beat the Nationals in 11 innings, 8-7. And I'm Dave Armbruster with your Reds game recap.
It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.